This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Porpoise Pod coming at you. Miami Dolphins lose today 33-17 to the San Francisco 49ers and the refs, as they drop to 8-4 on the season. Solana's boots on the ground at Levi's Stadium, a crooked stadium where they do what the fans want. What's going on, Solana? How are you?
Yeah, not so much fun when you lose. I almost forgot how it felt to lose a game.
It hurts. I don't like it.
I know, especially because, I don't know, I feel like the Dolphins just left a ton of plays out there. I don't feel like the Niners, they're good. You know, they're a really good team, but I mean, they're good enough to where their backup quarterback can do what he did to us. No, like, I just feel like the Dolphins just didn't execute in the first half, and then things kind of just didn't roll their way in the second half, and I think that was the difference.
Yeah, the second half annoys me a lot more than the first half does. I think the first half we did see their defense come out and do some things effective. Obviously, the Dolphins weren't sharp. By far, I mean, we can get to it a little bit later in more fullness, but definitely Tua's worst game of the season by far. And a big reason that they, you know, took so long to even be in this game. Also a reason they were even in the game late. But I heard some of that theory too, that they felt like, you know, that the Dolphins were a much better team than this Niners team. I feel like the Niners stars, I mean, all shine for them. Bosa had 3 sacks. Trying to tackle Deebo Samuel was like trying to tackle an actual moose. Christian McCaffrey was unbelievable today. So I do think that they're of their best players. All of their best players showed up today. And I would say for the Dolphins, like, Tyreek Hill showed up today. Christian Wilkins was a monster today, but a lot of their other best players, I don't think gave, you know, quite the performance you'd expect. And certainly that starts with QB1. This was not a sharp game from him at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And the interceptions, right? Like, he had gone 193 passes without throwing a pick. And then he gets 2 back-to-back interceptions on back-to-back throws, which is crazy. But that second one, I mean, he just has Tyreek Hill wide open, and he throws it behind him. You know, like, that's not Tua-like. So I think you're right. I mean, this was probably his worst game of the season. And, I mean, he also took a big hit at the very end of the game, Tobin, that led to the fumble recovery touchdown. And I got an email from the Dolphins – not just me, but all the media did, that, like, technically was on the injury report. Like, we got an update on Tua Tagovailoa. So that means, like, it was significant enough where they sent out an update. So,
well, they also, I mean, they didn't take him out. I wonder if that has to do with them taking him out for the last play too. Like, you know, because it's a little bit like, oh, you're taking your quarterback out for the last drive. That's like a little white flaggish. So maybe they were just saying he was dinged with something. I don't know. I think we'll see. He has had the ankle injury before. You know, based on time constraints for everybody, just for disclosure, we're doing this. We probably won't hear from I won't get quotes from the coach on it. Although Tua is, he did say it sucks. We didn't do what we wanted to as a team, and it starts with me. So he's taking accountability for the loss, which he definitely needs to, because, you know, the first half, I don't know that was like, first of all, I mean, the game starts off, which starts off a 75-yard touchdown. I'm sans pants immediately, and I have to put my pants on for the rest of the game, which was unfortunate. And maybe I shouldn't have, because once my pants were back on, all of a sudden, I don't know who that guy was. He was like, he was heaving balls way over people. He was not sharp at all. And it didn't feel like it was necessarily a lack of time thing. He just did not have that pristine touch we're used to with him.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a lack of time. You know, we were talking about it, me and Joe, here in the booth, where we're saying in the first half, Mike McDaniel drew up an incredible scheme offensively. Like, the plays were there. The opportunities were all there. Tua just didn't make the throws. Simple as that. He had Jalen Waddle on a play. It was like a 13-yard comeback route. Just totally underthrew him. And then the Jeff Wilson wheel route over the top, where it's a blown coverage. And, I mean, if he just throws a catchable ball, Jeff Wilson walks into the end zone. It's like a 65-yard play, another chunk play for a touchdown, and he just threw a bad ball. Like, there were a number of plays like that where Tua just made a bad throw, and the Dolphins suffered because of it.
Yeah, like Jalen Waddle being 1 of 5 on targets. Like, when do you ever see that? He's the safety blanket. Him and Tua are like, they're on such the same page all the time. And it couldn't get going. I know that he was a little bit banged up at certain points, so we didn't get a full Jalen Waddle game. And I'm talking about early on, he was like 0-for-4 to Jalen Waddle. Like, what the hell is that? That never happens. So yeah, he had to work himself out of a really great hole. And then the times, like you said, that they had opportunities and he did it, somebody else didn't step up. And, you know, there was certainly a couple calls where you're just like, I don't know what that Robert Hunt holding was. I mean, like, even Moose Johnson was like, if that's holding, I've held my entire career. So that like completely ruined a drive, and you know, they had this tripping call on Melvin Ingram, and I was like, oh, what the hell is that? I mean, like, Melvin Ingram and Trent Williams literally were toe tapping to each other, and dude just falls over his face, and they call a penalty. I was like, what is this crookedness going on here today? It's like Tony Brothers was out there.
We could hear Melvin Ingram literally telling the official, our cleats got stuck to each other.
Yeah,
like, that's it. That's all that happened. You could hear it. He's just yelling, our cleats got stuck to each other. That's it. That's all that happened. And the officials, I mean, you know, they didn't want to hear it. I'm with you. Like, some of the calls were questionable, but man, like, I was watching a highlight really quickly before we started recording, and it's frustrating knowing that the Dolphins with that first play, because Tobin, at the end of the first quarter, Tua was 3 of 9, 112 yards and a touchdown. But if you take away one completion to Trent Sherfield for 75 yards, I mean, it's a pretty abysmal performance in that first quarter. And all those throws were throws we're used to seeing Tua make, which is why it's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, the fact that he almost threw for 300 yards again today, but, you know, through for, you know, it was 54 completion percentage, you know, 18 of 33. That's like, you know, that's just not him, man. And it's an odd thing. And it wasn't good enough. And I think that, you know, I think the frustrating thing is, yeah, the defense definitely deserves some blame too, from the standpoint of, man, they couldn't get the damn Niners off the field on third down. And that, I think, was the most frustrating. And there were just opportunities. And yeah, I know Deebo Samuel is a monster to bring down, but they had him corralled so many times on with multiple guys, and he's just blowing up everybody like bowling pins. And, you know, to see Purdy like carving up like the Marlins Purdy to see Purdy out there carving up the blitz, I was like, oh, this is so irritating that this is happening right now.
And you know, Tobin, no pass rush from the Dolphins. That, to me, is what really stood out today. I mean, you don't get pressure on a rookie quarterback playing he's a seventh-round pick. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He's, like, playing his first real snaps in the NFL, like, meaningful football. And the one time they're able to really get pressure on him, he throws an interception, and Xavier Howard comes down with it. Also, a funny tidbit from the broadcast where, obviously, X-Man comes up with the pick. You're hyped for him, first interception of the year. But Cephalo makes a great point where he's saying they were on like the 40-ish yard line, and he picked it off it was fourth down. He picked it off at like near the 20. He's like, I understand you want the interception, but probably should have just batted that one down. You get the ball 30 yards the other way in better field goal position. But I'm thinking to myself, X-Men needs a pick. He needs one. You know?
I think it was such a tight play too. Like he caught it like a receiver. You know, it's not like one of those where the play is in front of you. You know what I mean? Like he's right there, step for step. So I get the criticism, but then they got it back like immediately anyway. Like the next play, I think was like a 25-yard pass or something like that. Yeah. So I understand. They made the same point on the TV broadcast too. And I was like, I get it, but like you get the ball back. Who cares? I got to tell you the one thing, I think the thing that bums me out the most today, speaking of calls, the thing that bums me out the most about not getting this win was Mike McDaniel going for it on his own 18-yard line.
Oh my God.
The balls on this coach.
Dude,
let me tell you something. It's a good game. He talks all week. It's about them. It's not about me. This dude wanted this game so bad. He was
so bad.
We saw a very emotional Mike McDaniel today because he coached like a madman on their own 18, fourth and one, going for it. And then it's just like, they're not going little. They're like, you know, they were just going crazy, dude. The fact that he draws this up. But then this happens because, you know, they overturn this call on Trent Sherfield, which is like, what? It was the longest review ever, dude. I was like, what the hell is this? And then again, down they get it to fourth and two. And it looks on the initial read like a clutch ass catch from Mike Gesicki. Great throw by Tua. They go to the review. It's like hanging on his shoulder. And yeah, like he never looked like he really had it. But you couldn't tell Mike McDaniel or Wes Welker that because they were on the side of this is bull bleep. He's got the headset off. First time I think I've seen the headset off for Mike McDaniel. He was losing it, dude. Not happy with this loss.
Yeah, those two, you could see them on the sideline just irate. Like they were pissed off. Bro, when he goes for it on their own 18-yard line, I'm thinking there's no way they snap that ball. There's no way they snap that ball. They're just trying to get, an offsides call and they're going to punt it away. They come out. I mean, there's no hard count or anything. Tua just hikes it right away. And they knew exactly where they were going to go. Bro, wheelbarrow football from Mike McDaniel.
I know.
Wheelbarrow football.
Really
crazy.
Wanted this one. By the way, a piece of breaking news as we're doing this show. Kyle Shanahan has revealed that Jimmy Garoppolo has a broken foot. He is done for the season.
Wow.
So it looks like we will be taking on Birdie in the Super Bowl for the rematch, just so everybody knows. What's his name again? Wow.
Purdy.
Purdy, my bad. Yeah. So
I could tell you're not from you didn't go out much in Miami because Purdy Lounge was like a spot. You know, that was like my spot. Purdy
that
Lounge
was your spot? I've never been.
Purdy Lounge was my it closed. Rest in peace. May God rest her soul. But Purdy Lounge was my spot. So, you know, even harder for me today to watch Brock Purdy just take it to us. Tobin, who the hell is this guy, by the way? Where'd this guy come from?
He's Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick. He's their Skylar Thompson, except he doesn't suck.
That pass by Skylar, by the way. I mean, have you ever seen somebody who just wanted the game to be over as quick as Skylar
Thompson? Let's get out of here, dude. Like, it was really, really rough. But Tua's taking a lot of accountability on this press conference, reading a lot of the quotes. It starts with me, you know, doing what leaders do. And it was like, look, man, I will say that we have this. Jeff Darlington says Tua's taking the podium with a pretty significant limp on his ankle. But, you know, he is banged up. He just played a football game. So people limping all the time. He says it was a poor performance on my part. And he says his injury is as good as it can be. So there you go. They got to wait. They got a Sunday night football matchup coming up against Justin Herbert. How are you on time? I don't want you to miss the bus. Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I would like to say this, Tobin. If there was one you were going to lose of the next three, it was this one, right? I mean, I'm not content with it. I'm upset, especially the way that the game went. But if there was one you were going to lose, it was this one.
Look, my overall thoughts are there were a lot of stuff they left on the table. They certainly got down way too much, way too late. I actually have the receipts on this. I'm like, look, I was texting with my midday show crew, and you know, we're keeping faith. I'm like, one bomb to Tyreek, we're right back in it, and then boom, sure enough,
there it is.
And I really, dude, after the wheelbarrow play, I thought, no way they're losing this game. No effing way they're losing this game. So it hurts. Like it was still there for them late. And to have it, to have, you know, the loss, it hurt. But I think, I hope Dolphin fans like realize, like, you know, like this is, I think because they are contenders and even in a game they didn't play well, to still be in there with a chance to win, I think almost says something about them too. But I truly feel like, and I mean this, with the way the Chargers are playing, I hope that they take this and they smoke that team next week, because that's not a real environment they're going to. It's a Mickey Mouse stadium. There'll be more Dolphin fans than Charger fans. And hopefully it sets them up for a hell of a matchup against the Bills. But yeah, this one, I get what you're saying. This is it, they still lost to a really, really star-studded team, but a star-studded team that did have a rookie quarterback in there.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. So that one also hurts. And I also got in this podcast. I gotta give a shout out to Christian Wilkins today, because that dude was all over the place. I don't know how he led the team in tackles today, or was tied for the lead in tackles today. He's a D lineman. You know, he just I thought he played really well today for the most part. It was just unfortunate that they couldn't get off the field at third down, man. It was tough one. And there's a lot of bounce back that needs to happen from this one too. A lot of learning can happen from this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. All right. I do think I need a ride, because I don't want to miss this. I got to get to LA, Tobin. So I don't want to.
I understand. I understand, yeah. Man. Enjoy it. That's a Porpoise Pod, everybody. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!